up something to eat. As we entered, I realized that I still held the lady's hand. She gave me half a smile, in which there was a hell of a lot of nervousness. Talk about strutting into the dragon's lair. Bold old Croker gave her hand a squeeze. Darling looked ragged. So did the lieutenant. A dozen others were there, few of whom I knew. They must have come aboard after the Imperials evacuated the perimeter of the plain. Darling hugged me for a long time. So long, I became flustered. We are not touchy people, she and I. She finally backed off and gave the lady a look in which there was a hint of jealousy. I signed, "This is Ardath. She will help me translate. She knows the old languages well." Darling nodded. She asked no questions. So much was I trusted. The food arrived. Elmo dragged in a table and chairs and shooed out everyone but myself, the lieutenant, himself, Silent, and the lady. He might have sent her away too, but remained unsure of her standing with me. We ate, and as we did, I related my tale in snatches when my hands and mouth were not full. There were some rough moments, especially when I told Darling that Raven was alive. In retrospect, I think it was harder on me than on her. I was afraid she would get all excited and hysterical. She did nothing of the sort. First, she flat refused to believe me. And I could understand that, for till he disappeared, Raven had been the cornerstone of her universe emotionally. She could not see him not including her in his biggest lie ever, just so he could slip away to go poke around the Barrowland. That made no sense to her. Raven never lied to her before. Made no sense to me, either. But then, as I have noted before, I suspected there was more in the shadows than anyone was admitting. I sniffed the faintest whiff that maybe Raven was running from instead of to. Darling's denials did not last long. She is not one to disdain truth indefinitely only because it is unpleasant. She handled the pain far better than I anticipated, and that suggested maybe she had had a chance to bleed off some of the worst in the past. Still, Raven's present circumstances did nothing for Darling's emotional health, already doing poorly after her defeat at Horse. That harbinger of grander defeats to come. Already she suspected she might have to face the Imperials without benefit of the information I had been sent to acquire. I conjured universal despair when I announced my failure, and added, "I have it on high authority that what we sought isn't in those papers anyway, though I can't be sure till Ardath and I finish what we have here." I did sketch what I learned from Raven's documents before losing them. I did not lie outright. That would not be forgiven later when the truth came out, as inevitably it must. I just overlooked a few details. I even admitted having been captured, questioned, and imprisoned. "What the hell are you doing here, then?" Elmo demanded. "How come you're even alive?" "They turned us loose, Ardath and me, after that business you had near Horse. That was a message. I'm supposed to deliver another."
"Such as?"
"Unless you're blind and stupid, you'll have noticed that you're not under attack. The lady has ordered all operations against the rebellion ceased."
"Why?"
"You haven't been